What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. We are back. Welcome.
We are tired. See, we were slacking last week. We're not slacking, just y'all know, life be lifing. But we was doing that life, we was living life last week. So we're recording a little early today so we could bring y'all an episode this week. And we tired, Trayvon's on drugs.
Don't say it like that. Don't give the people a misunderstanding, because we are on over-the-counter drugs, necessities at this point. I'm fine. I feel it though. But yeah, this has been an interesting week. Very interesting. We're back recording early in the morning because now I'm working late at night again.
But you know what? What's crazy? You know what's interesting? And I was thinking about this morning. This almost has nothing to do with nothing, but I was going to ask how your week was. And I knew you were going to ask back, which triggered my next thought. I know that there are people out there who don't necessarily believe in like astrology and the stars and things of the like. And I'm not going to act like I'm just some expert on the things, but I do believe that those things affect people. But what's literally insane is like, as soon as we moved into Aries season, I feel like my whole demeanor and mindset changed. It's really weird. I want to say we came into Aries on the 21st. So that was, I don't know what that was. But as soon as we got into Aries season, like yesterday, Monday, I don't know what it is. Like, I just felt like I had a shift in my body. It's weird.
For me, I had a shift in my body because my mood is very dictated by the weather.
Well, that's fair.
My mood is very dictated by the weather. Honestly, I don't know. I got to figure out what's going on in my life because I just been feeling like I'm always just so tired. I feel like I'm just like not in sync right now. Mm-hmm. And my body is not aligned and my mind is not aligned properly because I wake up like I'll sleep good and still wake up and be like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I just
feel exhausted like all the time. And I won't be having no energy. I be making energy to do the stuff. Like when I'm doing stuff, like I'll be okay. But once I stop and I have time in between, like if I'm going on break at work or anything like that, I just be feeling so like drained. So I don't know. I think I need like.
Is that recent or that's been happening?
This been going on since like late January.
Okay. So it ain't daylight savings, because daylight savings whooped my ass. I couldn't even wake up.
It wasn't daylight savings.
I was like, what is wrong with me? I saw somebody tweet something like, this daylight saving is saving daylight more than any daylight savings before. I'm like, y'all are right, because I could not, I slept for 10 hours one of those nights and still couldn't get out of bed. It was so bad.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Just because I just like, no, I need my energy.
Yeah.
I need energy. I'm an energetic person. I just more so need the motivation to do things. Because when you be drained, I don't know, it could literally just be like the mental drain. It's like, I feel like people, I know this is not, we supposed to usually go sips right now, but I ain't got much to sip on today, so I'm just going to start talking about stuff. I think it's mostly just like, I think people underestimate the effect that this pandemic has on their mental.
Yeah.
And like what I hate, like, this is like no shade to anybody. If it's somebody who said this to me, listen to this podcast, it's not shading you because you ain't the only one who said this, so don't get in your heart. But I hate when I like just address how I feel about like mentally, just because I moved to a different state. I have no friends. I never go anywhere. Let me not say it. I had no friends here. I don't really go anywhere. So it's like, I'm just in the house all the time. Even if I were to go out the house to go do anything, like once again, I don't have friends here. I don't have any, like, okay, that's not fully true. I don't have friends here that I can see often.
Yeah.
So it's like, or I want like, who don't have their own lives and stuff going on. And also it's like, although I do have friends here, I also had to manage the COVID risk and do all this other stuff that's included. So a lot of times I just choose to stay home, even though, but it's like, that gets draining to an extent. And I feel like when I bring that up, people be like, oh, well, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm sick of hearing that we're in the middle of a pandemic. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic. You ain't got to keep telling me and reminding me that we're in the middle of a pandemic. That really bothers me. Like, what do you expect? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You shouldn't beat yourself up. But like, you saying all this stuff is not going to make my mind feel less annoyed that I'm sitting in the house all day doing nothing. Ain't got no friends here. Like, everything you're saying is not, like, you're giving me justifications about what the situation is, and that ain't what I'm looking for right now. I ain't looking for you to tell me that I shouldn't be in my feelings about this when we're in a pandemic, because guess what? I know we've been here for a year, okay? We've been here for a year. I know what's going on. I can understand the circumstances. I didn't get a graduation last May because of the pandemic. I was still mad about that, but you wasn't gonna hear me say, oh, well, don't beat yourself up about it because we're in the middle of a pandemic. No, I'm gonna be mad. I'm understand the circumstances, but let me be upset. Let me feel some kind of way. Cause it's hard. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It's complicated. I'm happy I moved. However, it's parts of that move that just kind of, it just gets to me. It's kind of odd. Like, I'm enjoying where I am. I'm enjoying being with our grandparents. I'm enjoying being down here. Overall, I feel like this was a good decision for me to make, because I didn't want to be in Grand Rapids no more. That was something I just couldn't do mentally. So I had to get out of there because of the city and me not wanting to be there anymore. However, it's still like, it's pieces of Michigan like that are no longer have easily access to. Was like that consistent group of friends that I can go travel and see whenever I want to. Me feeling more comfortable going to visit people and not having to worry about too much about COVID risk, because I actually know these people enough to know what they do every day in their day-to-day life, to know their actions and know they moves. So it's like, it's in compared to me, like, oh, I don't have any friends here, trying to meet new friends, or I have friends who work they was vaccinated. And I don't know. Like, it's just a lot of factors that just play into me just sitting in the house. It is hard and it's stressful. And I'd be like, trying to talk to you, trying to talk to our parents, trying to FaceTime my friends every once in a while. And that's cool, but it's still like, I'm lacking the social. And yeah, it's just complicated.
Yeah. I can get that.
I'm sick of COVID. COVID-19 got me messed up. I ain't got time for it. But yeah, that's my life.
Did you say something? My audio went.
I did. I said what was going on in your world.
Oh, I saw you kind of pause. I was like, I think he said something to me.
I did, and then I did pause because something else, but yeah.
Shoot, I'm doing okay. I just take my days one day at a time. Some days I'm not doing okay, and some days I am. Right now I am, and I'm going to take my times when I am as a win every time I get it. So that's where I'm at.
That's real. But yeah, y'all, like I said, I ain't got a lot of tips to give y'all today, but I'm gonna throw some couple things at y'all that I found on the web. The Shade Room, I'm very disappointed in y'all right now, because I haven't touched the Shade Room to look at anything in a while, and I still get on there to try to find something to talk about, and I still don't find anything that I care enough to talk about. Like, this is I don't know if I'm just maturing and I just don't care about something that's messy drama no more. So it just doesn't stand out to me. But I just be like, bro, I don't want to talk about people and their relationship drama because that's messy. I don't want to talk about people who get in divorce, not getting divorced, who said they would get divorced, now they ain't getting divorced 3 times. They done publicly announced it, Ray J and Princess.
Leave them alone.
Like, I don't care. Like, it's more so like, I say, oh, okay, that happened, cool. But I don't care to the extent like, oh, let's, this is something that I want to comment on and look into to be in their business, because they ain't my business. They like, I don't like relationship drama. I don't like talking about relationship drama. I feel like that's messy and that shouldn't be the public's business. And I feel like that's one thing that bothers me, is everybody want to bring all of that to the public and put everybody's personal business in the limelight. I understand they're celebrities, but let them do what they got to deal with on their own. Mind y'all damn business. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, we're going to talk about this first, because I use it. Tinder users will reportedly soon be able to run background checks on potential dates. I am all for this feature. I am all for this feature. I watch too much Criminal Minds. This is probably part of the reason why I'm single. I'll be matching with people on Tinder, and then I'll be like, you could be crazy as hell. I don't know.
That's true. That's definitely true. And I don't know if I spoke about this before, but once upon a time, this is not a personal story. I was watching this short film on Hulu, and I might have said something about it before, but I'm going to say it again. So,
the poop?
No, what? No.
Oh, that was another podcast. Sorry, go ahead.
No. So I was watching this film, and it's like they met each other on Tinder. They was talking, and she said something to him like, what if you're a murderer or something like that? Or like, what if you kill me? He was like, I won't kill you. I already did that tonight. I already murdered somebody tonight. Something like that, to make it seem like he was joking. Yes. And then she went to that man's house, and it was a whole dead body in the tub, which she didn't see because she was a vampire. And she killed him. It was a Halloween film, if y'all didn't catch on to that. But I was like, you don't know who you meet on Tinder, because he may or may not have been plotting on her. Maybe he wasn't gonna kill her. Maybe he really had his kill for the day on some Dexter shit, and he liked her and he wanted to date her. But you never know who you dated. And then he thinking that she just somebody innocent, and she murdered him.
Yeah, and I'm off. Like, when it comes to like dating for me, like I said, I use a lot of Tinder, and I don't like. I feel like I've met maybe. I've met like three people on Tinder in person, like actually met them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good, Trey. Dang, I'm mad you said this now. I should have told you to say this last. Go ahead.
My bad. I've actually dated one person from Tinder. Like, it wasn't a long-term situation. Like, it didn't last too long. We basically were dating. When I say dating, not relationship, but just dating. It was like maybe a month and a half. Like, we were talking, and it just kind of led, like, we kind of just drifted. There was some drama. Ooh, drama. This is going to be the drama I got to say. What I don't deal with is people drama. I don't deal with ex drama. I don't deal with nobody drama, okay? I just don't. And I don't, what you not going to do is have somebody coming to my phone, coming to me as a man to explain to me what's going on with you and them. No. Mind you, this is a sidetrack. This happened after me and this person stopped talking. We were no longer talking at this point for maybe like 3 weeks, almost a month. Haven't been communicating at all, haven't sent a text message, Snapchat, nothing. And then I get a phone call, a text message like, oh, do you talk to them? Well, don't, because they talking to other people. Leave me alone. I'm like,
I could never.
For me, it was first off, I was like,
speak to another grown woman about my relationship with somebody else. I could never. What I look like? Are you talking to this person because No, I'm not doing none of that.
And the thing is, it was more so like after they asked, when I was like, no, not no more, they said, okay. And then had the nerves to text me like 3 hours later again, like, so how did you meet them? How do you even know them? Why are you in my business and speaking of things that are none of your concern? And why are you asking me questions? And I told you we don't talk anymore. So why did you care?
And also stop talking to me. Like, if you got a question about my relationship with some other person, ask that other person. And if you feel like they lying to you, then that's just too damn bad, because we don't know each other. So why are you talking to me?
Okay, I don't know who you are. You texted me. You probably take it was the messages was green. So you probably messaging me off of a texting app.
The only time I feel like it is appropriate for somebody to ask me about my dealings with like another person is like if you are somebody close to me and you would want to be like, hey, did you ever date this person in the past or something like that? Because I get that. Like if we're friends and we're like very like if we're gonna be around each other and you like I know this person or you might have dated this person, what was that like? Because you don't want no awkwardness or nothing like that. I can understand that, but once again, we know each other.
And for me, it wasn't
Know each other, so you can ask me those questions just to make sure we're all on the same page. There's no messiness going on. There's not going to be any potential issues, and so you know what you're getting into, because I would prefer that. I felt like if I was trying to talk to somebody and I thought that they may have a past with somebody I know, I would want to clarify that, because maybe I'm putting too much on it. Maybe there was no real past or whatever it was. That makes sense. But don't you ever contact me about no damn as a stranger about somebody that you think I talked to.
That's, and it was like, no. And, and for me, it was more so the fact that after I told you we don't talk no more, you should have left it at that.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I'm not going to be too. Like, I'm more obviously more so mad at the individual for putting me in this situation. So that's what I was irritated with at first. But then my thing is, after I, like, if you were really, like, concerned and you just, like, oh, you seen my name in the phone or a message I sent or something in the past and you were talking to them or with the person now and you, it seemed too recent and time overlapped or something, and you were just, like, I understand you saying, like, oh, like, who is this? Are y'all still talking? What's going on? Because you're trying to protect yourself. I understand that. However, after I tell you we don't talk no more, ain't nothing going. You, oh well, they talking to other people. Okay, I just told you we don't talk no more. So why are you telling me this?
So and also,
obviously you not the main, because even if you was, you wouldn't be like, oh, they talking to other people. You'd be like, oh, that's they with me. You didn't say that. You just, like, you're doing a lot. And the fact that we ended the conversation, so I was already irritated at first because, one, I was having a good day. It was a week. It was my birthday. I think it was my birthday week, too. So I was over. That's when I was having a good time all week. And then you send me this crap right the day of one of my performances and right before I had to get on stage. And I'm over here. You texting me again right before I had to get on stage. I almost went off on you. And then did you disgust me on stage.
And that's when you saw me on stage. Be like, you disgust me. That's exactly what I thought that you was going to say.
Like, that was not even the script. That was not what was planned today. Like, goodness. People are weird.
Yikes. Oh, the streets. Okay.
But yes, background checks should be able to be done on Tinder. I'm all for it.
They should. And let's remember that we spoke about this because it relates to the question for the week.
Ooh, bet. What else do I have that is miscellaneous and random? Isley Brothers and Earth Wind. This ain't random, but
gosh, this is not random or miscellaneous. This is a blessing to all.
Yeah, I just clicked on. I had a couple things. And I just clicked on one of them. I didn't realize this was what it was.
If y'all don't recall, early in the podcast, I spent at least 12 minutes raving about my undying love for the Isley Brothers and how they have been making music since, like, I don't know, the 50s. And and they have made hits after hit after hit. Hits that a lot of us probably don't even know where it's actually them, because people have remade the songs and all of that stuff. Like, even before they got into their bag, they was making, like, hits before that. And it's like, I cannot wait. I'm so interested in what they're actually going to play. That's what's most intriguing to me. Cause, like, knowing that they wrote that Shout song and that Twist and Shout song, I'm like, are we going back there? Or are we going to stay in the Groove With You era? Are we going to stay in the Between the Sheets? Where are we going with this? We can go anywhere with this. That's more so what I'm interested in. Like, what are they gonna play? The catalog is so large. I feel like 20 songs ain't enough. They should have had Isley Brothers versus Mr. Biggs or like something like that. Because where do we start? Where do we end? What do we do?
Yeah, I'm for sure looking forward to this. It's gonna. The problem is, hopefully, I can watch at least a decent amount of it, just because I do have to work. But it's cool.
I'm gonna be in here with my wine. I was talking to my friend. I was like, you got to have a good meal watching this. You can't get no fast food. You got to have something with some gravy on it when you watch this, when you watch this battle. I'm about to order me a good meal. I'm about to get my wine. I'm going to kick my feet up. I'm gonna light my chakra incense, and I'm gonna have I'm gonna make it a whole thing. Now, Earth, Wind, and Fire is cool too, but as you can see, you know what I'm listening for.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire is for sure. Although I feel like these matchups, this is a decent matchup. This would be cool just because Earth, Wind, and Fire, just because of Dad, obviously heard a decent amount of that growing up as well. They got some hits, and I know they're very.
I feel bad because I feel like my mind is not connecting the hits.
Mine wasn't fully either, and I didn't look them up, but I just know they're there.
They Candy is them, right?
I don't know. That's Cameo.
It's Cameo.
I think.
It sounds like Cameo. What is it? You're right. I think you're right. Dang it.
Cameo.
That is Cameo. What am I thinking about? I know it's September, but there's something else that's it's not triggering in my mind. But yeah, like I said, I know. Wow, I feel so embarrassed.
Boogie Wonderland.
Okay, I'm like, there's something with a bop to it that I'm missing. I thought they had a hustle song. I don't know.
September.
I know September. What else? I think they probably have hits that I know and probably you know when you hear them. Because that happened to me the other day. Somebody was talking about some artists. I'm like, I know I got to know this artist's songs, but I couldn't name anything. But as soon as they started playing, I'm like, I know this, I know this, I know this. I don't know this one, but I know all the rest of these. So it's probably going to be more so like that. But the Isley Brothers, please, you can't tell me nothing about
them. Because even for the Isley Brothers, for me, like I know these are going to be songs. If I were to look up Isley Brothers songs right now, I'm like when I'm looking at these Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, I'm going to recognize some of them by name, but a lot of them I won't recognize unless I hear it, just because this wasn't what I was listening to this growing up because of our parents and dad and stuff. But I wasn't like, oh, play this song.
I'm about to be listening to Ronald Isley for like 2 weeks straight.
This made me want to play Just Dance now, because Boogie Wonderland.
You don't have to put a dress on, said I just came here to chill. You remember Dad used to play that song all the time.
Dad played a lot of music all the
time. We don't need no VIP, because the night is only you and me. Now, that ain't, he not playing that. I know that. That's why I had to sing it now, because I'm sure he's not going to play that at the battle. Oh, you just warmed my heart. Okay.
Yes, I'm for sure looking forward to that. What's next on here? Let me see. Ooh, I'm gonna talk about this. You ain't gonna talk about this, but I'm gonna talk about this because I'm so sick of this girl, lady. I'm about to block her on Twitter because she popped up on my timeline one more time, sharing her irritating views. I'm gonna be annoyed. This lady on Twitter, I know you've seen the one when she was talking about the man, talking about her friend's boyfriend who ain't paid for her food.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that. I feel like that's not the first time I saw that, so that's probably why I didn't trigger anything in me. I feel two ways about this, and neither of them are strong. So, one, I get it is a strong word. I get it and I don't. Because, and I say that because this, I have gone out with like friends with their boyfriends and they have paid for my food, but I don't expect them to. Because I don't go anywhere expecting nobody to pay for anything for me. So like, I did not expect that man to pay for my food. I had every intention of paying for my food myself. He just offered, because we were actually celebrating something for me. So he was like, oh no, I'll get it for you, congratulations. But I don't expect that to be done for me necessarily. If it's done, it's appreciated, but I don't feel like that's something that should be expected. The only time that I feel like things like that should be expected is if those things are discussed before, or like if I was going out or we were meeting some guy somewhere and they got a section. Of course, I don't plan to put it on the section because I'm a woman, unless somebody told me I had to before. But, you know, stuff like that. But like with that situation, I think it's weird to expect a man that's dating your friend to do something like that. It's something that should be appreciated if it does happen, but I don't feel like that needs to be a requirement. That's really how I feel about it.
That's everything you just said right there in that second line half was all where I am in this situation. And I was like, I avoid speaking about stuff like this on social media because it just makes me mad. So I see it and I get irritated. So then I just keep scrolling. I've been working on that. We talked about that. Don't look at the comments. Don't do this. Just keep scrolling when I see stuff like this, because I'd be really wanting to get in to say something, but I know somebody gonna say something back and I'm gonna be arguing. I'm gonna get pissed off. So I choose not to. But yeah. Situations like this really blow my mind, because it just, like, the fact that you feel like you're entitled to this man's money when you are not dating him. He ain't have to pay for his girlfriend if he ain't want to, but he did, because that's his girl. He got her. Y'all not dating. What he got to pay for you for? He has no obligation to do anything for you.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, like you said, if he wanted to, he for sure could have. And it's like, in a situation, you don't know what their financial situation is. You don't know what's going on. That's
true as well.
Even if he didn't have no money or he was struggling right now, he still chose to pay for his girl. He does not have to pay for your $24. What if that $24 they need to get gas to get home? What if that $24 they needed to help put on the bill? Or what if his girlfriend needed that $24 to go do something that she needed, so he was going to give it to her? You don't know what their financial situation is. The fact that you gonna call him Dusty, sis, you the Dusty one, because you expecting some man that ain't your man to buy you food. What in the gold digger expectations privilege do you think you got?
Now, I might feel a touch differently. Like, I told you how I feel, and that's honestly how I feel. But I might feel a touch differently if the man was wealthy, but like I said, I still feel the same way. Like, that's not something I would ever expect somebody else to do. Now, if I know he got it, like if she was dating like a baller or something, then I'd be like, ain't no reason I should be paying this little $25. I will, but I will do it. But you know, that's extreme circumstances.
Because
I'm talking about rich people, if that was the case, because it's like, you could pay this little 30. Like, it's like, stop playing with me. I'll still do it, but I ain't gonna be mad, but I might kind of smack in my head like, he could pay for this. But I wouldn't make it a whole thing, because exactly what I said, if anybody does anything for me, I'm always appreciative, but I don't expect people to do stuff for me, especially people who don't have any obligation to me. Like, you are my friend's boyfriend. What that got to do with me? Exactly. Like, it ain't like, unless we cool like that, like we all just a collective friend group, you know, once again, that might be a little bit different, but that's not the circumstances apparently. But yeah, I don't even bother going to any type of conversation about that on social media, because like I said before, and as we discussed before, for what? They're not going to change their mind. You're just going to have people who already agree with you liking it and agreeing with you, and the people who don't, they still not going to. And her food still ain't going to be paid for at the end of the day.
It's just weird to me. It's just weird. And I just be realizing a lot of things about a lot of people through stuff, like just through certain posts. And I just be sitting here like, yeah, I would never date somebody like you. It's fine. Like, I just know me and I know my standards. We are, you know, where I stand on a lot of things. I ain't nobody's father. And I ain't for it. And this is something I seen that was very real. This is not even what I have on here. But it's fine. I'm not gonna say it anyway. What bothers me also is the expectations people expect from their significant other. How it's always a one-sided thing. When I say this, I don't mean any offense, and I don't think anybody's like this that I know directly. But right,
let's wait. Maybe you do. Maybe it's me. What you mean?
It's not you, to my knowledge. I know enough about you I don't think it's you. So it was basically a post, and it was very real to me. It was just kind of like reiterating the fact that, like, when a woman says, oh, my dad spoiled me and this is what I expect, the man is automatically required to up his game to meet the qualifications of what her father provided for her or more. But when it's the man in the situation, when it's like, oh, like, my mom always, like, went and above and beyond for me, and then it's, I ain't your mama.
I saw that post as well, and I saw a comment that I felt like related to everything that I would have had to say about it. I wonder if I could find what she said, because I actually know exactly who said it. So that'll probably be better because I don't want to try to make up what she said.
Well, why are you looking?
Thank you. Now I don't even gotta look for her. She came up very quickly. Go ahead and say what you had to say.
Yeah, while you're searching for that comment, my opinion on this is like, I understand that when it comes to men and men that who are mama's boys, they are often seen as like, oh, they're overly dependent and they want to be coddled and they want somebody to treat. And it's like, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, in situations like this as well, it's like, when you marry somebody, obviously they're supposed to come before your mother. You're supposed to leave you leave your family to join this union to be. So it's like I don't really necessarily always believe it's they don't want you to be their mama. They want you to provide them love that is like, since you're like that, their mom was originally that number one woman in their life. Now they're not the number one woman in their life. It's you. And now you like, they want you to provide the love that they feel that a number one woman in their life should provide, the same way you want them to provide the love and support that number one man in your life should provide when they used to be your father and now it's them. And it's like, expectations are, when they feel like expectations are not being met, I'm not ever like justifying anything that is like cheating and disrespecting, using and abusing. That's not like, for sure, that's not what I'm referring to. I'm mostly just referring to the general of like, just love and support in general. So I understand it's a difference, but at the same time, it's just one of those double standards that irritate me. But go ahead, did you find it?
I sure did. And sis writes this. This is, I'll say her name. I'm sure she don't mind. She posted on Facebook. This is Michaela Robinson. She also has a candle line called Crescent Wax Naturally Scented Candle. So shout out to you, girl. She says, let me put it this way. Obviously, this is her speaking for herself. My dad spoiled me. And because of that, my man has to be a provider. But my dad also taught me how to provide for myself as well. Some of these men's moms don't teach them how to be adults. They cook and clean for them without teaching them how to do it for themselves. They take up for them when they're dead wrong and never teach them how to be accountable. There's a difference between spoiled and babied. And although I'm sure this can, nothing applies to every single person, obviously, I just felt like she had a point. Because what I noticed, and I notice this all the time in varying things, and I told you this before, what I notice is that it's not often the men with a real point to make that are the loudest. I feel like the men who, and I can't speak for why this is, that's just something that I notice. I feel like the men who actually be having a real reason to complain about stuff are often not the ones that you see on there really complaining. It'd be the ones, in my experience, I'll just say, that she talking about, who don't have nothing going, I mean, I say nothing, but who don't have everything going for themselves, who want everything done to the extreme. It's not necessarily the men who are not necessarily being treated right or getting that reciprocity. That's, for me, that's not what I'd be seeing. And I feel like those men, they do have a right to feel some type of way, but too often those aren't the men who's talking. It's the one who wants you to actually act like they mama and not give you that reciprocity in return. Because I understand exactly what you're saying, just like I understand exactly what she's saying, but it's just interesting. I just think that's an interesting case because I can see both. I have seen both and I get it. And even now, as I'm about to be 27, I feel like my expectations of a man are very different than they used to be. And I'd expect that not saying that I expect a man to do absolutely everything for me, because I really don't. But, and we talked about this on the phone, I want to say, the other day, unless I was just thinking about it before I called you. Maybe I didn't actually say this out loud. I might have just had the thought. But there is a level of provision that I expect from a man. But that varies depending on what that man has. If I was with a man and we make the same amount of money, my expectations of you are not going to be the same as if you make 2-3 times more than me. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's different. Or the level of provision that you can, or you have the flexibility to have with me and our hypothetical family is gonna look differently. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like despite that, there always has to be some form of reciprocity. But that, I feel like that comes according to what your relationship looks like, you and that person. Because the same way that I just said, I have expectations for you, it's fair of you to have expectations of me and express that to me and what that looks like. And if we're going to enter a partnership, then that's something that we need to be talking about. And I don't, obviously, enough people are not talking about that, because if they were, then this wouldn't be a problem. Because those people who want people to provide for them and whatever they're willing to give in return would be with those people. Because there are people, I'm sure there's men that exist that are willing to provide everything for a woman and don't expect much. And that's fine for those people and the women that are willing to be in that relationship. But, and there are also going to be men that can provide to a certain level, or maybe they can provide everything, but they expect the woman to do this, 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 and that. But you got to have a conversation with said woman and let her know those expectations. So I feel like it's super important for people. And this is just something I've been thinking about lately. Like, when you're speaking to people, when you're talking to them in like a dating setting, something that I feel like is like critical is talking about what your intentions are. Like, if I'm talking to you, what are your intentions with me? Are you trying to talk to me? Are you trying to date me? Are you trying to just hang out, get to know each other and see where this goes? Well, okay, cool. Great. So I can determine whether or not I want to be a part of that. If you want to be in a relationship with me, what does that look like? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to get married? What does marriage look like to you? What do you think your role in that is? These are important conversations that I think people don't have. And I feel like that's because they don't know they need to have them, honestly.
Or they feel like it's too soon to have them. They don't know when to have them. I'm not going to lie to you. I ask questions out the jump. Especially with this online dating crap, I need to know what you here for, why you here.
Yes, like you need to know that stuff. Because
what you're not about to do is be just looking for a little fling, and I don't need looking for a little fling, and I'm over here thinking you like me for real, and then you'd be like, oh, I was just trying to have sex.
And even past that, like I feel like more people are prone to have those conversations initially, but even past that, like if you want to get in a relationship, like what type of relationship do you want to be in? Because everybody's relationship ain't the same. What are your expectations of me? And what can we talk about my expectations of you, so people can go into these relationships with people who actually want the stuff that they want? Or that could be in alignment with what they're willing to give and receive. And I feel like too often that is not done. And people just end up in relationships with people that they've grown to like and love, even though they were not in good partnership with each other. So, which leads us to thing like this, because obviously if there was a provider, or if there was a woman who was giving everything to her man with a man who wanted those things, no, people wouldn't be making these posts. I know the world is not perfect enough for this to happen every single time, but I just feel like it would help to have those conversations and people be honest with the other person when they're having these conversations. Because don't come talking to Erica. That's his first name that came to mind. Shout out to Erica. Not you though, girl. But you can't come talking to Erica talking about that you gonna do this, 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 and that for your girl. And you can't do that and then be mad if she's mad about it. You know what I'm saying? So people got to be honest in these conversations when they're talking about the roles that they want to play in their relationship.
Yeah, it's just a very, very interesting thing. Just thinking about, I know we kind of talked about stuff like this before, and it's like, you know how I feel. Like, I'm all for, like, I want to say I'm always like, because this kind of goes into what we talk about, the whole 50-50 thing. We're not going to get into that right now, because we talked about that enough in life, I feel like, on this podcast. But it's like, it just goes into that. It, stuff like that as well, like you just said, setting those expectations of what you want before you get with that person. And it's like, if that person wants that, that's not what you want, feel like being okay to leave and understanding. And also, like, and in your, on the women perspective, if he say that's not what he looking for, not to just all blow it, he broke. He's not, honestly, he ain't broke. He low-key being wise with his money a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a tad. He might be broke to you because he ain't trying to pay for your bills. But at the same time, he is protecting his wealth as well in this situation. So he's doing what he feels comfortable with. And that's just something that I'm always going to stand by. Like we always, like you just said, having those conversations, and I get that perspective now, and I see that and I speak that. And I think that every time I see something about this 50-50 conversation or the man should pay all the bills conversation, I just think about the things that you said here all the time. Like, well, if that's what you want, that works for you, you can find somebody to do it, that's cool. But then always in me, I'm always like, just don't expect every man to be willing to do that and want to do that for you, because they're not obligated to. And it's that,
yeah.
It's, it's just something, you know, that's why I avoid these conversations. Like I said, I'd be ready, Jayla. I'd be like, hit the share button on Facebook and start typing my whole post. And I'd just be like, I'm not doing this because somebody says something stupid to me, then I'm gonna have to argue. And I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
It's just like, I stand where I stand. I really feel, you know, a lot of women in my generation and the bottom end of your generation, and maybe honestly your whole generation, I don't know. They want biblical men while they be 21st century women. And it's fine with you being a 21st century woman. I am all for women working, achieving their goals, doing all this great stuff and striving. But you cannot sit in my face and tell me the Bible said the man supposed to be a provider and you don't take care of the house like the Bible also says, and you want to do you want your career. You want to accelerate. You want to have your own business, which is taking time away from the house, which is fine. I'm all for it. But you can't, like, it's just like that contradiction that eats me alive.
Oh, the difference from being a man and a woman is insanity.
It's because I...
Well, we talk about that too. I think it's just what catches our eye is going to be different because, you know, we're coming from different places.
Yeah, we're coming from different perspectives because
you're... Because like I told you before, and I'm not going to say that I don't see that, but I'm sure it just doesn't trigger me in any type of way. But all I ever see and am triggered by is the opposite. And we talked about that too. It's always,
yeah, it's always
men looking for biblical women while they are not providing anything. It's always the opposite.
Yeah.
So that's just interesting. And I know we discussed it, but I'm sure that's what it is literally just what catches our eye.
What stands out to us because you're
different because you're a man and I'm a woman. So it's like, you know, you're going to always look at things to some degree from a man's level, or not level, but perspective. And, you know, I'm doing the opposite of that. So
yeah, because you're going to notice, all the things because that's something that will probably like not get on your nerves too that much, but you would catch.
But it's like, they talk about me. Like, you know?
But then on like my end, it's like, I can see from that perspective because I see what you see as well. I see the man who ain't providing nothing. And every time, that's never my argument. And I feel like that's what women and men take offense to things that are not directly relating to them. So if I say what I just said, like that statement I just said, the woman's response would be what you just said. But the problem is, the problem in the discrepancy is I'm not referring to the women, to the men who ain't provided and can't provide but one biblical man. Like if I said that wrong. I'm not addressing the situation in the eyes of the lens of the man who wants a biblical woman but can't provide for her. That's not, I'm referring to the women who want their man to be this, that, and the third and do all of this, but they're not, like, they want to have all this other things, which is fine, but want him to, like, pay for all the bills and take care of the house as well while she go and work and do everything, but he paying all, like, stuff, like, it's more so that aspect.
I see what you're saying.
You want him to be biblical for you and be your provider, and while you're supposed to take care of your housely duties, allegedly, which I think is very toxic in general, which is, it is gross. So that's what biblically, that's what your responsibility is, but you're leaving your responsibility to go out and work and do all these great things in your life, which I love and I support. But it's like, now you expect me to still be this biblical man while you're living in 2021. I'm supposed to be in BC and you're supposed to be in the modern world. And it's like, that's that discrepancy. And I don't like that. And it's like, by me saying that, that doesn't mean that it's good to do whatever you want to do. But what you can't expect, like I've been saying, like, you just can't always expect a man to want to and be willing to do that. And be that biblical husband to you when you can't take care of the housely responsibilities like the Bible told you to do. But you can't, like, it's just like, and if he can't take care of you but wants you to be a housewife, you have every right to complain. The ones that be complaining be the ones who are, like you said.
See, that's what I'm saying. That is the problem. And I feel like that's why sometimes it can be difficult for us to truly see the perspective the other way, because the people who have the points don't make them.
This is why I make
people who have the points.
This is why I say things.
I get that, but I'm just saying it's not like I don't know that that exists, because I know it does. I know it has to. It's almost impossible for it to not exist. So, but I'm just saying, the people who be having the points do not be the people that's talking. It's like, if we had, and I know this is not their life, but you know, they're rich, but okay. So if we had like Russell Wilson and Sierra, right? And we have no idea how their life really works, but we know that he's incredibly wealthy. So if we, and I'm sure they probably, I don't know what they have going on in their life, but let's just say that. Let's just, because I know, we know that he has money. And he treats her very well from what we can see, and they seem to be very cute. So if he was providing for her and she was just like, if it was on a smaller scale where, you know, I'm sure they can have house cleaners because they house big as hell. So I'm sure people are helping him to manage that. But like, if they were just regular people and he was just like, she was maybe retired from what she was doing, maybe doing small business stuff on the side, because that's, in Spectrum, that's kind of what's happening. Like, she was doing her own little thing on the side and he's bringing home the majority of the income, and she wasn't doing nothing. If we're, you know, she wasn't doing nothing besides her thing and, you know, not really pulling her weight or whatever, whatever was determined, and he was complaining, we could be like, wow, that's not right. Because, you know, because it's something that we could actually visually see, like, oh, this person is doing X, from what we can see, is doing X, Y, and Z. It is only fair that, you know, so-and-so pulls their weight. But we get Twitter nigga to talk about stuff like that, who got a shady history and past. So then it's like, I can't necessarily receive this message from you, even though you might have a good point. It's just a little more messy, you know what I'm saying? The same way that women will come on there and be like, oh, this man is broke because he can't do this, 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 and that. Like, you could have had a point, but like the way you said that, or your messaging is wrong, or your mind frame around that is wrong. Because like we already said, it's fine to want that, but why are you saying it like that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's one thing to say, I want a man that's going to be a provider for me in this, this, this way. Okay. That's fine for you to say that. And there's nothing wrong with that sentence. It gets to be wrong when you say, this, he ain't want to do this, and he ain't want to do that, and this, and this, and that, and these men who do this are this and that. That's where the problem comes in.
Okay, and especially like going back to the root of where this conversation started from.
That ain't even her man.
You are not entitled to a man's money, dog. Like, you are not. A man is not your pocketbook, especially a man that ain't yours. You are not entitled to that man's money.
You're not entitled. We are not entitled to anything in this life. But I would just tell you, like I said before, I'm always appreciative. If you're going to spend a little something on me, if you're going to cover a little bill, or if you're going to pay for my food or my drink, I'm appreciative. But I don't expect nobody to do nothing for me. Unless you told me you was going to do something for me, then I do expect it. But that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we done talked a lot. I think we might want to get into the question.
You right, because the girl got to go back to work. Okay. So, this is from a boy, man.
This is new.
We know we get a man like, you know, maybe every quarter. So, I need a name. That's what I was looking at you for, but I guess I didn't ask.
Oh, shoot. I ain't know. Anthony.
Anthony. Okay. Anthony, I think he was trying to get at something, but whatever. Anthony writes, how would you go about pursuing someone on social media? Anthony.
What age range is Anthony?
Grown.
Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Anthony.
Do y'all already follow each other? Yeah, I have a lot of questions here.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm gonna let you go first.
Because I feel like background. In this day and age, I think it's common to talk to people on social media, or maybe see somebody on social media and, you know, try to get to know them and maybe bring it offline. But what I think that has to be done is, I don't want to say don't be too confident, but be prepared for rejection. Because this is just like life, and even like even more distant, because you don't know these people.
Not to say it's just like life, like it ain't life, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, you're right. But I'm like, you don't know these people necessarily. Like, you don't know what they got going on. You don't know what their personal life is. So I feel like it's not uncommon for you to see, you know, go slide in somebody's DMs and, you know, compliment them. They thank you. And you ask them for something further, and they're just not interested, because I feel like it's harder to gauge a person's interest in you when they're not in your face. So I'm not going to say you're always going to be rejected, but I would just say be prepared for that, and don't feel entitled over people or entitled to people, to access to people, just because like they liked your post, or you liked theirs, or you responded to their story and they said something back. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. It could just mean they're just a friendly person who is just speaking to you because you spoke to them. Now, I'm sure there will be plenty of people who will see your DM slide and be like, I'm interested. Sure, we can meet up. Sure, we can do that. But don't expect that all the time. Shoot your shot when you feel like your shot. You got a shot. If you feel like you're open, take the shot. But that don't mean you're going to make it.
Yeah, I will for sure. Because I'm sorry, I'm from more of a... this is when my Gen Z kicks in. I do things a lot differently. One, my main thing, if I'm sending you a message, make sure the message, obviously, when you shoot your shot, is very respectful. That's what I'm a very respectful person. So if you don't like me being respectful, then that's, well, I'm respectful to in brief. So yeah, like if they don't like my respectful approach, or like if that's not what they want somebody to hit them up differently, cool, whatever, they ain't for me. But be very respectful when you reach out to somebody, especially that you don't know via social media, trying to get to know them personally. There was a time in my life, he's older than me, I'm assuming. So there was a time in my life when I was trying to talk to somebody on social media, you know, what I would do if I want to get their attention, this is that childish Gen Z shit.
He was liking the picture and then see if they like one back.
Like three pictures. You can't just like one, gotta be three. One could be an accident.
Yeah, then to see if they go back and they like three of yours, and then you go back and you like some more.
I for real did that. Honestly, I had a conversation that started that way.
You gotta match the number too, so they know it's real.
Okay, like, so yeah, that really, like, I'm from that generation.
Okay,
so
that like, was three. Okay, let me like three. Okay, you like four? All right, let me go like four. And then you gotta go in the DMs with the sideways smile.
Okay, I don't do all that. The sideways smile. Honestly, I send the hey. If it depends on the person. Like, if I felt we got that rapport, I'm liking you liking, I might have sent it just a hey, what's up, and they may reply, and then we have a conversation on there. So, but if you want to just, like, it depends on how you want to approach this situation. If you want to approach it just smoothly with the hey, what's up, I'm a school all that liking stuff because that's childish. But I mean, like, if you want to just hit the person up and say like, hey, like, I seen your pictures, blah blah blah. I was seeing how you go by. I want to see if we can get to know each other. Cool, you can go that route. If you want to just say, hey, what's up? Let them reply and see if they even gonna reply to you. Cause they don't reply to you, lows. They might not want to talk to you in general. It depends on the person. It's really weird because some people they may not reply because they don't know you. They don't know what you want. But then some people may see your message that was too overbearing and they'd be like, okay, why did he send all of this in the first message and he didn't even say, let me say hey first. I'm uncomfortable. It depends on the person. It's hard. Yeah. I don't want to set you up for failure. This is why.
Be normal. Be sweet. If you are nice to people, you can, and once again, you still can't expect that somebody is going to respond favorably or not. You never know. But you have your best chance by being respectful, like he said, showing your interest in a positive way, and then just seeing what that gets you. A regular compliment is enough. If you say, hey, you're beautiful, I'd love to get to know you, I feel like that's normal. It ain't got to be that, you know, that generic, but that's normal. Don't be doing all the extras. That's strange. Cause I'd be like, y'all do. Hey, I'll speak from my experience. I'm gonna speak from my experience. Y'all don't know me for real, okay? Y'all understand that I give y'all a little smidge of my personality and some of, well, I give y'all a lot sometimes. Like, I never tell y'all my business, but I will tell you, I show y'all sides of my personality. That's true. And like, some of y'all assessments be correct, but it's just strange to me when y'all be talking to me like y'all know me, or like, oh, you're just so this and you're so that in an initial message. Like, I've understood if we had a conversation before, or if you're like, oh, you just seem so cool. You seem like a fun person to be around. All right, cool. You're right. I am. That's correct. I don't feel like that's overbearing, but when you be in there with them long drawn out messages about how this person is this and that, and you've been watching their page or you email me.
I knew you were going to burn this up.
Not an email. That's much. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I forgot. I knew. Part of me just knew. I was waiting for you to bring this up or say something.
Oh my god! And I feel bad because maybe he might listen, but it mostly made me uncomfortable because I don't know who they are. That's really what made me most uncomfortable. Like, I have no idea who this person is. There was no photo. I don't know if I followed them on Instagram. I went to Instagram trying to figure out who that person was. I couldn't find them, which made me even more uncomfortable. Like, who are you?
Oh yeah, I went on a search too. I ain't gonna lie.
I could not find who this person could possibly be. So that's why, that's what made me so uncomfortable, because I was like, who is this? Who is this? You know me. What are you? Okay, but it's cool. But good luck, sir. Because I kind of want to move into my hate real quick, because it's also related to social media. But like me and Trey said, be normal, be nice, don't do the most. That'll give you your best luck. Yes. But yes, my number one hate, and I feel like I got to keep talking about this. I got to keep coming back to it because it happens too much. People be talking to me too familiar. People be talking to me too crazy. I don't like it. I do not like it. Because what did you just say, Trayvon? You said go into people's messages, be respectful, be nice. Do that. There's no reason, because I'm a sweet person. Like, some people might think that I am. Most people don't think I'm mean, but I feel like sometimes in the way that I speak, because I can be very expressive in my speech and things like that, they could think that I am like a harsh individual, or I'm mean or anything like that. And although I can be a little, you know, abrasive, I'm not mean in any way. Like, I am very nice. I could talk crazy, and I do. But I'm very,
we can't help it.
But I'm a very nice person. I'm very considerate and things like that. So like, there's somebody who I ain't gonna act like I just know this person. I knew them in college. And sir, I don't know if you're gonna see this, because you for sure finna get blocked for the way you just jumped in my inbox. Because the audacity of you, do not be in my inbox talking to me crazy. Do not do that. I don't like it. We don't got that kind of rapport. We don't know each other like that. Do not be in my inbox making explicit remarks about me and my body or anything else when we don't even talk. Like what? I felt away, and he made me self-conscious. So that's what really made me mad. Like, I didn't post a picture, because I'd be forgetting that my posts are even being made on my Instagram, because I told you before, I use an app. So I'm not actively posting on my Instagram unless I'm making a story. So I'd be forgetting that stuff is going up until I just start getting random likes. So that's what was happening until I got a DM. And then what the DM said, I was like, what the heck? And then I had to go back and look at the picture, because I was self-conscious about what he said. Even though he meant it as a compliment, I was still self-conscious about what he said. And I was just mad, because like, why would you say that to me? And like, we're not friends. We're not cool. We are not dating. We are not talking. I would never, the audacity of you. And so he has to be blocked, because he must be stopped. Because it's one thing to compliment me. It's one thing to get a little risque, but the way you were speaking to me, unacceptable. And you have no way to see me and speak to me like that again. And I don't feel like we need to have no conversation, because you know I'm good to go somebody anyway. So I'm just gonna block you. There's no explanation needed. There's no conversation needed, because you need to know that you can't just speak to anybody any way you want to. I'm an adult, you're an adult, act like it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know you like that, sir. Like, I don't know what made you think that we could have these conversations, but we won't be. The only other thing, which is much lighter, I hate sliders. I feel like this has been discussed in our hate episode, and I would love to have another one soon. I hate them, and I hate when you find out that one has been chilling just a little too hard on your vehicle. Like, when you go out to your car and you see just little web remnants all over your car, like, what was y'all doing out here? And why was you doing it so much? Like, y'all,
they had a house party.
They must have had a party. Like, how many times did you wrap around my car to have all of these webs all over it? Like, what the heck? It was one on my car the other day, and I didn't even notice the webs until I noticed the spider, because I was sitting in my car waiting on something, and I saw like a little shadow in the corner of my eye. I'm like, what is that? And I see it's a spider coming from like my mirror between my mirror and my car. So I got out the car because I'm like, okay, you're not gonna get in here right now. I got in the car and I poured water on it because that's all I had, because he was hanging, so I couldn't just get him. So I poured water on him to get him off. But once I poured that water, I actually looked at my vehicle and I was like, how long have you been here? What have you been doing on my car? You must have been here for days. Like, what's going on? So yeah, I hate that.
I used to go into the basement at home, and I used to stay walking into spider webs. You know the trauma? It was to the extent that even to this day, when I go downstairs into the basement, I go like this. Because I walk into it, and it always hits my face. So I'll be walking in the basement like this.
You triggered me in so many ways with that one statement, because I don't know if you remember that one period of time where there would just be spiders, and you just walk downstairs and they would just be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh, Jesus. Mm. I forgot all about that. You just triggered that memory in me. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. You'll be okay. I ain't got much to hate. I love the stimulus checks. I also hate the stimulus checks because I'm sick of people calling me, asking me about the stimulus checks. I'm sick of it. You ain't get your stimulus check yet, look on the IRS website, irs.gov, get my payment.
And that's stop calling the bank. That's dumb.
Please stop calling me. Please. Please. Yeah. I don't know when your payment is posting. I am sorry. I'm sorry that I don't got no answers for you. Don't ask me why I don't got no answers for you. You should know that I'm not the IRS. I cannot exist. I am sorry. I'm sorry. Stop calling the banks, bro. The banks don't got the answer. We not the ones writing the checks to you. I can't help you. All I can tell you, is it here? No. Is it? Yes. That's all I can say. Why don't you know? Because why? I didn't write it. When it's coming? I don't know. Like, I would tell you if I could, but I don't have the answer.
Oh, gosh. What a time.
I need another stimulus checked over. So I need round four.
Hello, I want it all. I want it all.
That can give me monthly payments at this point.
Hello, like, please. Because every time I think I'm about to do something with my check, something else come up. Because I have to pay taxes again, so I got another attitude. So, yeah. You keep
reminding me. When is tax day?
I want to say it's like May 17th right now.
They moved it?
Yeah.
Beautiful, because I owe the city of Grand Rapids and I ain't trying to pay them right now.
I don't even want to talk about how much I owe the federal government, because these Negroes or my employer or whoever the heck didn't have them taking enough taxes out of my check. And like, why is that my fault? But whatever, I digress. I didn't tell y'all how much to take. I don't claim no anything. Y'all should be taking the maximum out of my check. There was nothing on there, and I have it set up to take out extra, and y'all still wasn't doing enough. And I don't feel like that's my fault. I feel like y'all should take the L because that was y'all fault, but whatever. I'll pay y'all. I don't even want to say how much it is because it ain't low. I was going to say, I'll pay y'all little, but it ain't no little nothing. Yeah. I'll pay y'all your money, but y'all not getting no lump sum. I've for sure set up a payment plan because hell no. Y'all not going to get that all at once. Yeah, so let's move into the playlist.
Sounds good to me. Let me pull up Spotify so I can add the song so I don't forget.
Oh, I'd be sick of people checking in with me. Stop emailing me. I'm trying to record. I don't care if I'm supposed to be working right now. I'm taking a break.
Alrighty, so the first song on the playlist for me is going to be This Way by Khalid and Her.
Okay.
From the Superfly soundtrack. It's a great song.
My first song is Peaches by Justin Bieber and those other guys.
I am those other guys. I heard of this song. I haven't listened to it yet.
I didn't listen to it all the way through either, but I liked what I heard. It was cute. It was a bop.
Give it a try. Next song I have on the playlist this week is going to be Get to You by Trevor Jackson, because is Trevor Dyson deserves recognition. It's crazy. He was the cover of the Super Five. Right.
Did we put Back in Blood on the playlist yet?
I don't know.
I feel like we didn't.
Back in IN?
Yeah.
It's not generating what I'm saying.
Okay, I didn't think we did. I think I was another Lil Durk song I put on there. So yeah, that's Back in Blood by Pusha T and Lil Durk. Because I finally stopped listening to the TikTok version and the TikTok clip, and I actually have been hearing it on the radio.
Ooh, cool. My last song on the playlist this week is The Truth by Indy Ivory. I thought I put this on here, but I didn't find it, so I guess I did.
Okay. I feel interesting about putting this next song on here because I literally was listening. I was like, I do not like this song like that. Why does everybody like it? But then every time it come on, I felt myself hitting a little jig. So I guess. What's Next by Drake. I was like, why do everybody like this song? It's not even that well written. It's, and then I was just like, it kept coming on. And I was doing all of this. I was like, okay.
This is new.
Fine. Yeah.
That's how you know I've been living under a rock. I heard Drake put out some music, but I have not heard this song yet, mostly because I don't drive or go anywhere. So
that's probably why, because I didn't hear the other two songs. There's three songs. I didn't hear the other two, but I keep hearing that one. And I heard the other two are better, but I tried to listen to the other two. I didn't like the music. Like, I didn't like that. I didn't like the way it sounded, so I couldn't get through it. The beat was not giving anything for me personally.
Yeah, I gotta tap in and see if I can. I've been busy. I've been watching TV. That's what I've been doing. I found a new show on Hulu. And
what you watching?
You know I like cop shows. I'm watching The Rookie.
Oh, okay. I heard of that. That's the guy from Bones?
Castle.
Oh, see, same thing. You know,
no, it ain't. I didn't
think that was the same show.
I think you thought The Mentalist and Castle.
All of them. No, it's Bones and Castle. What type of show name is Castle?
That was his last name.
That's stupid. Wow, that's not even a good title.
It was a good show, but
Castle, Bones, The Mentalist, it's all the same show.
When I was younger, I used to mix up Castle and The Mentalist until I realized they don't
look. Because The Mentalist, he's blonde, ain't he? Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't know. But Bones, that dude has brown hair, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought was the same show.
But I enjoy the amount of black people that they continues to put on the cast. Like, when one black lady left, they added another black lady. So I'm happy they didn't. I'm enjoying it. And also, they got Mike, even though I'm still mad at him for making Sheila drive up that mountain by herself.
Oh, gosh.
But Mike on there.
He looked like a cop.
But yeah, I'm enjoying that. I've just been watching a lot of TV lately. Just like, I binge watch shows. I enjoy the binge watching. So yeah, that's what I've been doing in my time. And that's probably what I'm gonna do while I'm eating my breakfast and stuff, preparing for my work day at 2.
Okay. Welp, peoples, that's it. Cause I gotta go to a meeting in 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I gotta get my life. But I enjoyed talking to you, Trey. We definitely gotta talk about having another hates episode soon, because let me tell you, I got a list.
Yeah, I gotta prep for that, but I gotta think about what I hate out.
I've been rationing out hates, but I'm sure if I thought about it for 15 minutes, we could be here for at least an hour. But we will talk to you guys next week. Do you have any inspiration for us today?
Be great. I don't got nothing. I'm sorry, y'all.
Be great, and I hope you don't have to pay taxes like I do. Bye.